Yeah, that's a very common thing in organizations when leaders are looking at what they have or what they're dealing with, whether they brought the team in or the team was sort of handed to them, or you know, however they got to that role, is figuring out how can I help these people be their best? And is when they're all collectively their best, is that going to get us to where we need to go?
The Ripple Leader Podcast, a resource for leaders who want to cultivate clear and confident leadership skills that ripple out to leaders around them and throughout the organizations they lead. Each episode, we gain actionable insight from Chris Hutchinson, veteran organizational advisor, CEO of the Trebuchet Group, and author of Ripple, Field Manual for Leadership That Works. Several years ago, you know, we were working with a leader. I think it was a travel nursing organization, you know, growing pretty rapidly, mm-hmm. but he, you know, came into my office and he said, I need this person on my team. Mm-hmm. And he actually popped down and he had this whole, like, it really looked like these puzzle pieces.
Okay.
And he's like, if I have that person, then our organization will work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh brother, like, the probability that you will find that person mm-hmm. is like so small. When we've often believed, and then I say that because it's not an uncommon perspective that a leader will look at an organization and say, well, when I have this type of person in my organization, oh, yeah. we'll thrive.
When we get to this goal, everything will be better.
Yeah. And we would look at that and say, hey, if you've got a team, you have everything that you need right now mm-hmm. to move the organization forward.
More than likely.
And that, you know, even getting to the point where those additional team members can come in and support and even adapt to when people will, because of a number of dynamics, leave at times.
Sure.
But all of that is moved forward by ensuring that the people that are on your team right now are thriving, that they are absolutely in their sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to move everything forward.
Yep.
So as opposed to like, well, we're just going to on pause until we have this one piece here, and sure. you know, and now we're going to rock and roll. And then if that piece leaves, then
of course people are just like replaceable cogs. You just need to find the one with the right specs.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
But even like what's possible in the organization, like if we mm-hmm. get people in that right sweet spot. So you know, the question is like, as a leader, like how do I cultivate that? Like, how do I cultivate the team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to mine for, you know, the opportunity so that I'm actually not taking on this opportunity cost of, well, if I once I have this person mm. or this role, that'll figure that out.
Right.
So that I can take ground. We can make an impact today.
Yeah. That's a very common thing in organizations when leaders are looking at what they have or what they're dealing with, whether they brought the team in or the team was sort of handed to them or, you know, however they got to that role, is figuring out how can I help these people be their best? And is when they're all collectively their best, is that going to get us to where we need to go? Most of the time it is. And when people are really thriving, they'll actually say, hey, I'm really good at this. Let's help you with that. We need some help over here, versus, you know, they just kind of show up in their bubble, do their thing, and then leave every day. So I think it's the responsibility of the leader. It's not giving this environment to people. It's helping them create the environment. And to do that, really, there's a couple things. One thing I think is really important is to be discerning and not judgmental. I think it's vital for me to be able to say, hey, I see this is going well for you, or where did that come from, or there's an energy around this, and really help you look into yourself to see the things that you're doing well, because people tend to not believe, you know, oh, that's easy. That's simple. That's like breathing. I don't really think much of it. Well, did you notice the rest of the team really benefits when you do that? Yeah, but you know, that's just kind of me. Actually, it's something that we can cultivate. You can do. I want to support in you. Or maybe it's a hidden talent, that something you can do, but you don't think you can use it because of your role, the way the team shows up. So it's creating that environment together while also bringing out people's individual strengths and excellence. If I judge people or put you in a little box, I'm kind of like the person you talked about, the one's like, well, if I need this little picture, you know, shaped thing, everything will be great. People aren't puzzle pieces, you know, and they can interact and connect, and we can even change the boundaries between us, because there might be something you've never gotten a chance to do before that you're amazing at, or collectively we can figure it out.
Yeah. Everybody's dynamic, and the organization itself is dynamic.
Right.
So looking at it with curiosity of, hey, there's different types of strengths to mine that could actually emerge and even in different ways over time.
Yes. Yeah, and we can, when maybe we can grow and learn as we get through that. And that's part of thriving, I believe, as well, is learning what you're best at or what's really strong, not as a static thing, but as a dynamic thing that changes over time.
Yeah. What would you say to organizations that, or specifically I think about leaders who are concerned that, man, if I really develop these people, then that's just, I'm just accelerating the point for them to leave the organization.
Well, that could be true if you haven't created an environment where they can apply that or where there's maybe not a values fit. So it's like, what values are we espousing as an organization? How do we live that out? How does that help that person advance? And it may be that you're only with them for a certain amount of time. I once helped an organization, and I've thought about this for us too, is that they were like, you know what? Rather than seeing ourselves as a remodeling company, we are a training company that happens to remodel houses. And they signed up all their people that way. It was developmental courses and all this stuff. And they're like, you're only going to be with us for a little time. So what do you want to do with this? What do you want to learn how to do? And believe it or not, they had incredible longevity because people like were continuing to grow and learn as they were there. It was an environment where everybody could make mistakes and learn from them, not show up and be perfect or get fired. I mean, it was pretty cool that they took that dynamic and just flipped it on its head.
Mm. So there are a couple practices from Ripple that are effective for leaders to use. Mm-hmm. Looking for diamonds in the dirt. What is looking for diamonds in the dirt?
Well, that's the part where, you know, I think of that. I mean, training a lot of times is watching ore go by and like, oh, there's a nugget. Oh, there's a nugget. But this is with people. This is with looking at something when I'm seeing somebody might even be having a really crappy day, but there's something they do amazingly well, and really calling that out to them. A lot of people deny it. No, it's not that, you know, it's not hard. It's simple. I'm not special. And a lot of times I'll point out how they're making a conscious choice. Or if they're not making a conscious choice, it's something that's automatic. And here's the benefit that the team got from it. Here's the benefit I get from it. So it's really reflecting back to them the benefit of that, which typically makes people go, oh, really? I never thought about it that way. You're probably going to get more of that. The team gets more of that. So looking for those things that are great within maybe even some challenges. Doesn't help to say, good job, thanks a bunch, keep it up, you know, because then I'll do those behaviors that are in the bundle. Right. But if I can say this specific thing, you know, when you prioritize what we had to deal with and you were really clear with the team on what needed to happen next for the next 3 weeks, we all were able to really see what we could do next and all contribute. And that's why we got there.
Yeah.
The likelihood of that behavior or strength coming out goes way up, you know.
Yeah, what gets reinforced will be seen again. And
right. And so that's part of it. A lot of people think about that. Well, looking for the good stuff and not talking about the bad stuff. That's actually really, really helpful. It's not you ignore it completely, but highlighting what's great and then figuring out how do we help together to help that come out means that we can have a team that's thriving in their sweet spots.
There's another principle that you thought about around this idea was meeting them at eye level.
Mm-hmm.
Say more about that.
Well, it's pretty easy, I think, especially as if you've come into a leadership or management position by being great at doing something technical and then you're leading people that are doing that, I might not be at eye level. I have that cursive knowledge. I know how to do things well my way, right? And I'm not meeting them where they are without that knowledge. So if I sort of step off that high spot and just meet them, like, where are they? How are things going for you? What are you finding challenging? What's working? Rather than saying, here's how you got to do it. Be like me. Keep trying. You know, at times that might be, well, I kind of do it this way. I don't know how well it would work for you. So that would give some possibility there. But it's not about be like me. It's about meeting them right where they are with the challenges that they have and supporting them through those challenges in service to whatever we're doing together.
Yeah. And validating those challenges as real.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And not seeing them as not having them feel as less than. I think that's something that I've really had sort of through all sorts of help from coaches and teachers to be, you know, help having somebody feel that they're wrong tends not to get great results. And having people feel less than tends not to make them feel like they're going to excel. Yeah. I mean, some people can rise above abuse. Sure. And I think if we respect people where they are, they're more likely to grow into their best selves and continue to thrive.
Yeah. And not even that can even happen, that dynamic, and it's not an abusive thing, right? You can just have somebody who's at a higher skill who is operating and it is a real challenge when you're operating kind of like that stage four unconscious competence, where it's just like breathing,
right?
That we forget all of the stages that came before that to get to that place.
Totally.
And what were those challenges that we had, you know, when we were learning that? It's just natural to forget that. And when we're operating in that high competence, unless we have a radar and awareness for the potential impact on those who don't have that competence,
right,
it can by default create those conditions. So we can short circuit that by just having awareness around it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been in that many times where I've realized when I've shared something like, hey, I think this could be something that would help or an add on to a comment somebody's made. I've had people that actually feel it as like, oh, you think I'm not good enough. And that gets the exact opposite effect, even though that's not my intention. I feel like my beliefs in you are stronger than your beliefs in you. That doesn't matter.
Right.
What matters is that person's belief in themselves and how am I supporting them where they are and what's next for them in the direction they want to go versus where I might want to take them.
That rolls right into the third principle from Ripple, be their outfitter and guide.
Mm-hmm. So I love that kind of image that I got around that. It's like, hey, maybe I've been up this mountain a whole bunch of times and I know how to catch fish and I know what the best view is and everything. But truly it's around what is the experience that you're looking for? What would serve you the best? And how much of that do you want to do yourself versus getting some support, you know? And that partnership, I think, between a leader and somebody who's growing allows us to both have a good experience. It's not like, I know this, so I need to make you right. It's about how am I helping you have the greatest experience that you'd like to have, which ultimately should involve a lot of passion and excitement and interest on your part as you grow, and we all benefit from that.
Awesome. So if you want to help your team and those around you in their sweet spot, be in their sweet spot, look for diamonds in the dirt.
Yep.
Meet them at eye level. Be their outfitter and guide.
Yeah. Help them decide where they want to go and how those strengths that they have can be utilized to do great things for the world. And hopefully we all get paid for them so that that's a reinforcing cycle of getting better and making a bigger impact.
To help you help your team members figure out where they want to go and how their individual strengths can be utilized to do great things for the team and themselves, grab a copy of Chris's book, Ripple, a field manual for leadership that works. You can find the links to get Ripple as well as a free resource to help you equip those you lead in the show notes of this episode on rippleleader.com. If you found this content helpful, it would mean so much to us if you'd be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. Follow the podcast on the platform of your choice, leave a review, and then share a favorite episode with a colleague or a friend. These three things help us create the ripples that we desire to see as well. The Ripple Leader Podcast is a production of the Trebuchet Group. The Trebuchet Group wants a world where everyone is thriving individually and collectively at work. You can find more about the Trebuchet Group at trebuchetgroup.com. I'm co-host Josh Schuler. Thanks for listening.